Playhouse, Y94.
It is 8:10 in the morning, 40 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. So something we've done on the show quite a few times, but not for a while, is the TRQ, the totally random question. And the basis of the TRQ is kind of the idea of, when it comes to a lot of our segments, whether it be group therapy or any of those, kind of like, hey, I want to ask this question. So we're talking about a subject because of a reason, because of a story, a person calling in. What I like about the TRQ is it's just a random question, as the name would imply, the totally random question, that one of us is like, I think this would be fun to talk about, but I have no reason why I'm asking this. It's just a thought that I had. The TRQ. And Maggie's done quite a few of them. I've done quite a few. Rat, you're about due, and you got a good one.
I'm ready.
All right, what's your TRQ?
And it's really simple. I'm not going to even give you a number on this. Let's just say you suddenly get a buttload of money. A buttload of money. What is the thing you're going to do to your house?
Okay, so I don't have like $1 million, $100,000. It's just a buttload.
Whatever you decipher is a buttload.
That sounds like it would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
And that's, it can be completely ridiculous and grandiose, or maybe it's something simple that you wanted done. What would you do if you got a buttload of money?
You just said grandiose in context, so you get a free, what's this? McDonald's handheld breakfast sandwich of your choice.
Splendiferous.
Yay.
Nice work.
My.
Grandiose.
Look at you.
Wow. You just used such
an
impressive word. Proper. I mean, that's what we do now. We're going to start rewarding each other for saying smart things.
It's just Rat.
Okay, so Rat, if you had a, quote, buttload of money, end quote, what would you do to your house?
I would build a sauna in my basement.
Okay.
Ooh.
I want a sauna and just one of those where I could just sit in the steam and not have to wear a towel.
Right. Well, you know what? There's plenty of people at the saunas I've seen here in the FM area that don't wear the towel either. They just kind of let it all hang out. Maggie, you have a buttload of money. What do you add to your home?
Add to my home? I think buttload of money. I'd finish the basement, first of all, and then I'd put on a deck in the backyard.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting on the deck, huh?
Yep.
Would you watch a lot of Home Improvement when it was on the air or the reruns or anything? I don't know if you remember the one where Tim Allen made the man's bathroom. And he had like the you know, big screen TV in there and a stainless steel toilet. And I'm pretty sure it was like a reclining toilet. I would go back to the archives of the Home Improvement DVDs or VHS tapes or whatever. And I would recreate the Home Improvement man's bathroom. I spend a lot of time there. I want to be comfortable.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, Maggie, you went for the kind of simple thing.
Yeah, but I've wanted this for a while, so.
True.
Right. If you had a, Rat calls it a buttload, just a impressive sum of money to add anything to your home, what would it be? That's the TRQ. 237, that's where you can text 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
Amazing. So good.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, doing the TRQ, the totally random question, which Rat had one for today. What was it?
You get a buttload of money. What's the first thing you do to your house?
So you get an unspecified buttload of money, and that is earmarked for a home renovation project, adding something to your home, maybe to help if you're like, I don't really understand how that would happen. Let's just say HGTV rolls into town and knocks on your door and says, hey, we're from the You Got a Buttload of Money and We're Going to Do a Project Show. Yeah! HGTV, yeah! What would you like us to do to your house? Yeah! What is the thing you tell them? And then they're going to do it for you free on the TV show. There you go. I made a little bit more theatrical for you. I wish I was born in a decade where I could do the whole radio program in that voice. Good morning, everybody. What are we seeing for text?
Let's see. Somebody saying, I'd create a secret lair with a secret entrance and everything. My own personal bat cave. I would make a secret movie theater room where the door would look like a giant movie poster, but it opens up to a theater. Somebody else saying a giant jacuzzi tub. Also, I would make my entire roof glass so I can watch the snow and rain fall.
And you wanted to add what?
A dishwasher.
Right. Okay.
Huh.
So, first and foremost, we appreciate you calling in. We really do. I do want to point out, though, I think we were looking for something slightly more imaginative. I want a dishwasher does not make for a very good HGTV show. I get that you want a dishwasher, but you see why I wouldn't want to watch that on TV. However, please build me a Batcave. Great TV show.
Yes.
I would watch that. Hmm. You know what I mean? So be imaginative with it. Write some more of them texts.
Somebody saying, I want a trampoline room in my upstairs. I would put slides next to all my stairs for my kids and maybe possibly me. My house needs a ballroom, not like for dancing, but a giant ballroom like Chuck E. Cheese.
I like that. What if your whole basement was a ballroom or a foam pit?
Sweet.
Like on the Fantasy Factory, I would build my own Fantasy Factory.
Ooh.
And I'd be like, suck it, Rob Dyrdek. It's Zero's Fantasy Factory now. Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fun.
What would you do? You have a buttload of money. HGTV has rolled up with a bus, a crew, camera guys in front of your home. They say, hey, we're from the You Just Won a Buttload of Money, Let's Do Whatever You Want to Your House show. It's a poorly named show, but they're going to do something cool to your house. What would you have them do? Please don't call and say, I want a dishwasher. Be creative. 237, it's you can text 35270. More of those on the way.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And this is how we going to do it.
Y94.
It is 8:27 in the morning and 39 degrees here at the Morning Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Now, in terms of the rest of the day, the Y90 forecast, Maggie, what are we looking at for weather?
Kind of gloomy this morning. Could see some rain, but this afternoon it's supposed to be partly sunny and a little windy, but 45.
And that has been Maggie from the Y94 Weather Center.
Yes.
Which is her spinny office chair 3 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
The 194 Weather Center, newsroom, and entertainment desk. Actually, all the same room.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just the three of us sitting here with three microphones, but it sounds fancy. We've been doing Rat's Totally Random Question this morning, the TRQ, which was essentially this. You got just a huge sum of money, a buttload, as he called it. What would you do to your home? And if you need something more visual, imagine this bus, the semi-truck pulling up to your house. And a crew coming out, knocking on your door, and it's Ty Pennington, or whatever home renovation guy that you like to watch on TV, the one that looks good without a shirt off, I suppose. And he says, we're going to do whatever project you want us to tackle in your home. Money is no matter, whatever you want to do. What do you have him do? Build a bat cave? What are you seeing for texted ones?
I would add a putting green in the backyard next to the indoor pool and hot tub room. A big doomsday shelter like on the TV show. First, I'd get a house, then a tub big enough for 10 plus me. I would want a turret, one with a window seat and awesome 360-degree views. I like to read, so I would build a library, floor-to-ceiling shelves, the ladder on the rails, and everything. Also, I would build my boyfriend the ultimate hockey-themed man cave, with air hockey table, bar, 5 TVs, and lots of recliners.
I'm thinking about the person that wants the 10-person hot tub. And I can't help but wonder, there's really no use for that other than swingers parties. Why do you need that many people in that hot tub? What are you doing over there? We had one girl that called in and she said, I'd want a dishwasher. That's awesome. But remember, this TV show just crewed up to your house. This TV show just came up to your house, the entire crew, and said, we will do whatever you want to this home. Be imaginative. Milk them for all they got.
How about a house washer?
There you go. There's an interesting concept. What is that, like a sprinkler system pointed at your house?
Just push a button and it cleans your entire house.
Sure. Hmm. What would you have done?
Okay, I got something better than a dishwasher.
All right.
Well, I also need a dishwasher. And I could fix the garbage disposal, and I need a new shower downstairs.
Okay, so you got a couple of projects at least. Well, I can see that being a 30-minute show. It's not a bat cave, but I can, all right. Do you have any idea what Ray would want done at your guys' place?
It would probably be a bigger garage. That's what I want, too. I don't get to park in the garage.
Like a 10-stall garage?
Yeah.
There you go.
He's got too many toys.
How many?
Lots.
Lots. Lots. What would you want done at your place?
I would have them landscape my whole backyard so that there are trees and grass. And then I would have them cover it with whatever kind of dome they needed to do so that I could keep winter out and keep summer in my backyard.
I love it. So you'd have your own biodome.
Yes, exactly. I love it.
If Pauly Shore shows up, I ain't ever coming over again, but I love the idea of a biodome in general. We appreciate you calling in. What would you have done to your place? You can have anything done. The TV show, they come to your house, whatever TV show you like, and they say, we are going to do whatever you want to this home, whatever project you want. You can pick anything. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Be imaginative. Money is of no option. Ty Pennington has a pretty nice size wallet. 237 hits.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Y94.
It's everything has changed.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie, the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Now, we've been, Rat's totally, wow, tongue-tied this morning. Anyone? Table of one? Hi.
Oh, I'm with
that,
you.
That would be me. Oh, table of two?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing Rat's totally random question this morning, which was what, Rat?
You basically get a buttload of money, can do anything to your house. What would you have done?
And this could be anything. I mean, maybe you have a basement that needs finishing. That's fine. But maybe you want them to build you a bat cave or a Death Star in your backyard. That's even more interesting. I was thinking about it. And have you ever seen the online, the pictures of the Simpsons house? They made the, like the real life Simpsons house.
Mm-hmm.
Fox did on like whatever the anniversary of The Simpsons. They made this and they sold the house. I would like one of those, I think. I'd have them remake my house The Simpsons house. How cool would that be? Like furniture, decor, in every way, it's like you're walking into The Simpsons house. I think that would be pretty cool. Maybe attached to the back, I could have a normal house, so I don't always have to live in The Simpsons house. But then that'd be pretty fun. What would you like to see done to your place?
I want a jet tub.
Mm-hmm.
And a shower that has multiple shower heads that come from every direction. That's what I want.
Oh, mama.
I've been really trying, baby.
You know, I don't know if it was intended to be this way or not, but that... Is it, anyone else warm in here? Well, sweaty. I'm gonna turn this fan towards me. Ay, ay, ay. Rat, some of the text you're seeing there.
Forget Batcave. I want a secret entrance for my own walk-in ballroom closet. Fully stocked, of course. I would want a huge, nice kitchen that had a place where I can input what I wanted to eat, and the house would make it for me. My kids play all sports, so I would have them build me a giant multi-board. Push a button, and it's a basketball court. Push a button and it changes to a volleyball court. Push it again and it changes to a softball or baseball diamond. Somebody else said, I would put on an addition that is a sunroom / laundry room. My wife would love it and it might get me laid.
All right. I'd make a red room of pain, just like 50 Shades. You could do anything you want in your home. Let's say HGTV or Ty Pennington, whoever, move that bus, comes up to your house. And says, we're going to do whatever you want in your home. What do you want us to do? What do you tell him? What do you want done?
Well, I'd like that. I wouldn't want anything too extravagant, but I'd like to redo my under basement and fix my patio area, I guess.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you. And you'd like to see what done?
Well, I'm a very, very generous guy, so I think I would do something. If someone came to my house and said, I got a buttload of money, I would like to hook you up. I'd say, all right, go over to Maggie's house and build her a bigger garage. No woman should ever have to park outside. That's crazy. Toys are not. Mm-hmm. Woman come first.
I know. Maggie's
I love
planning.
It. Yeah. I like that.
You get your garage.
I'm totally okay with it.
I think it's sad you have to
Can
park outside.
Can I just build my own second house?
You could.
Yeah.
So you don't even want to live with Ray.
Well, sometimes. But when it gets messy and I have to clean up his crap, I can just move to my own house and it'll all be clean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get every day just another little glimmer, a tidbit into uh-huh. your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of it resorts in people feeling sorry for
no,
you.
No, it's really not that
Are you
bad.
A happy person?
Of course I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
And he's good to you?
He's good to me,
Are you
yes.
sure?
Yes.
Because my understanding is you never get to eat what you want to eat. See the movie you want to see.
I'm too picky. Like, I'm too undecisive, mm-hmm. I think is why I don't get anything I want. Because I say, oh, I don't care. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that either.
So your
It's
problem,
my own fault.
You don't get what you want in your life
yeah.
because you don't know what you want.
Yes.
Okay.
It's my own fault. It really is. It's not him. He really is a good guy.
You're very waffly.
I am.
Does he ever complain that he gets portrayed to be kind of awful?
Oh, God. I'm sure he does. Yeah. I don't. Not to me, he doesn't, no. But...
Because you seem downright miserable.
No, I do not.
You're good?
No, okay, because I don't get to park in the garage. Winter is really the only time I can complain about that.
Okay.
But that's it.
So you're unhappy.
Yes, of course I am.
You can come stay with us if you need to.
Okay.
We'll help you. We'll get you through this transition.
Okay. I have a mini house.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got
you
a
and
shed
your
in
mini
his
house.
Backyard.
I can live in his shed. That's fantastic.
What would you like to see done in your home? You have endless money.
Okay. Well, I don't actually have a house, but they could get me a house. That would be fine. But other than that, I've always wanted a wind turbine and everything solar powered so that I would never have to pay for electricity until the last day that I die.
Beautiful. No, we appreciate it. Thank you. And maybe a final run of the text there, Rat.
I would have them redo our basement and put up a garage with an archery lane and a place to put all my husband's hunting crap. Swimming pool on the roof, ultimate BBQing backyard, transparent ceiling that turns into a planetarium. I would have them build me Gatsby's house, complete with weekly Leonardo DiCaprio visits. If HGTV showed up, I would have them put in a high-end recording studio for my husband, who's a musician, and zombie-proof the whole house in case of zombie apocalypse. Also a food court so I don't have to leave to go out to eat. And I would build a castle with a huge library and a room just for playing piano. Did I mention I'm going to build a castle?
I like the idea of being prepared for the zombie apocalypse. Because if it comes, I mean, people will make fun of you up until that point. But they'll come knocking on your door when the zombies come.
Who's laughing now?
Mm-hmm. Just hang out down there, create your own little world. I always felt that food would be the main issue. Like, how are you going to eat? At some point, you're going to run out of food.
Then you have them build a Sonic in your basement.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll have a Sonic.
Done.
Or maybe like a deep fryer so I could eat the zombies.
Ew.
We go zombie hunting and then eat them. The eaters become the eat-hin. Or would you become a zombie then if you ate a zombie?
Probably.
I don't know.
Oh, Thord.
I had to talk to a scientist about this. Swedish House Mafia, Lady Gaga, Final Sun Beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler in a while.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Ready to go.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Are you ready?
Y94.